Now we are ready to start.
And with me in the studio today, I'm joined by the very well-known writer Catherine Collerton. Catherine, you've written over 20 hugely successful novels. Where do you get your inspiration? Are they based on your own life at all?
I wish my life was that interesting. Actually, what usually gets me started on a new story is something I read about in a newspaper or hear on the news. It's usually something really small and insignificant, like someone breaking their leg in a climbing accident, or a new shopping centre being built in the local area.
And how does that lead to a complete novel?
Well, it gets my imagination going. Let's take the shopping centre example. I'd probably start thinking, I bet there are people who don't want it built. Maybe they're planning to knock down a theatre, and some people would rather they didn't do that. And that keeps going from one thing to another until finally I've got a whole plot worked out.
And what about the characters? Do you get those from stories in the news too?
No, not really. I've said this before, and I think it's true. All my characters are based in some way on people I've met.
So, can they recognise themselves in your books?
Well, some of them try, but generally I don't think so. You see, when I say they're based on people I know, that's not to say I copy them exactly. I might have a character who's a criminal in the story, does really bad things, but that doesn't mean the person I've based them on is a criminal.
I see. So in what sense are they based on real people?
I take some of the physical characteristics of a real person, what they look like, how they speak, and put them in a totally different place and time, often with a different outlook on life too. And, as I say, that means they're actually quite difficult to spot.
Let's come on to your latest book, Fire at Dawn. Now, it's been number one in the paperback charts for several months. It's been translated into, I think, over 60 different languages. And there's talk it's going to be made into a movie. Is that right?
Well, nothing's definite, but it's looking hopeful, yes. A company's bought the rights. That means they can turn it into a movie if they want to. It doesn't mean they definitely will.
And would you be involved in that at all?
To a certain extent. I wouldn't actually write the screenplay, but I've made sure I'm allowed to approve it. I won't let them get away with changing the ending or anything like that.
Why do films do that so often?
I don't know. It's really annoying when they do that, isn't it? Some people say that film and literature are so different that an ending that's good in a book often doesn't work on film. I'm not convinced. And if you do have to change a book so much to make it work on film, why bother trying to make the film in the first place? Do it the same way the book does. That's what I say.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
And with me in the studio today, I'm joined by the very well-known writer Catherine Collerton. Catherine, you've written over 20 hugely successful novels. Where do you get your inspiration? Are they based on your own life at all?
I wish my life was that interesting. Actually, what usually gets me started on a new story is something I read about in a newspaper or hear on the news. It's usually something really small and insignificant, like someone breaking their leg in a climbing accident or a new shopping centre being built in the local area.
And how does that lead to a complete novel?
Well, it gets my imagination going. Let's take the shopping centre example. I'd probably start thinking, I bet there are people who don't want it built. Maybe they're planning to knock down a theatre, and some people would rather they didn't do that. And that keeps going from one thing to another until finally I've got a whole plot worked out.
And what about the characters? Do you get those from stories in the news too?
No, not really. I've said this before, and I think it's true. All my characters are based in some way on people I've met.
So, can they recognise themselves in your books?
Well, some of them try, but generally I don't think so. You see, when I say they're based on people I know, that's not to say I copy them exactly. I might have a character who's a criminal in the story, does really bad things, but that doesn't mean the person I've based them on is a criminal.
I see. So in what sense are they based on real people?
I take some of the physical characteristics of a real person, what they look like, how they speak, and put them in a totally different place and time, often with a different outlook on life too. And, as I say, that means they're actually quite difficult to spot.
Let's come on to your latest book, Fire at Dawn. Now, it's been number one in the paperback charts for several months. It's been translated into, I think, over 60 different languages. And there's talk it's going to be made into a movie. Is that right?
Well, nothing's definite, but it's looking hopeful, yes. A company's bought the rights. That means they can turn it into a movie if they want to. It doesn't mean they definitely will.
And would you be involved in that at all?
To a certain extent. I wouldn't actually write the screenplay, but I've made sure I'm allowed to approve it. I won't let them get away with changing the ending or anything like that.
Why do films do that so often?
I don't know. It's really annoying when they do that, isn't it? Some people say that film and literature are so different that an ending that's good in a book often doesn't work on film. I'm not convinced. And if you do have to change a book so much to make it work on film, why bother trying to make the film in the first place? Do it the same way the book does. That's what I say.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.